it really depends on, you know, the model and the type of drone and, you know, did he have goggles on? Because, like, I've got these things called Tiny Whoops that are, like, 13 grams, 14 grams, like, tiny, tiny little things. They run on a 1S battery that's, like, 300 milliamp hour. It looks like a Tic Tac. Those have nothing on them. They're a camera with a flight controller and some motors and a battery. So if you lose that, you're toast. The only way you're going to find it is if you see where it went down or if you have your goggles on and you can see the camera and see what the drone's looking at. I lost one of those in my old neighborhood, and 2 days later, some lady posted on Facebook because I was just being dumb. I flew it up super high, lost RC and goggle feed, and the thing just kind of went. And it was like 4 blocks away from my house. Some lady in the iHeart Armada group posted on Facebook. I'm like, that's mine. And I actually still have that drone hanging in the basement to this day. But it really depends on the drone make and model. If it's a camera drone, they usually are pretty easy to track, even if they crash, because the phone should log it. But if it's an FPV drone, those are pretty wild and rudimentary.